5.21 Part 3
OK, so imagine you all did the experiment. What would you miss the most? Sally?
Well, I already live without the internet many weekends because we have a house in the country in the middle of nowhere where there's no internet coverage. So I know that what I would miss most is being able to Google information, like the phone number of a restaurant or what time a film starts, or even, dare I say it, the football results. I don't have a TV, so I wouldn't miss that, but I would miss not having the internet. Andrew?
Well, I simply couldn't live without a computer or a laptop because I work from home, so I don't have an office to go to, and I absolutely need the internet too. I couldn't do the experiment. I just wouldn't be prepared to go to an internet cafe all day to work. Susan, the journalist who did the experiment, only had to write one column a week, but I work from home 8 hours a day.
Mm. Jenny?
I think I could do it. I think I could easily live without any of these electrical gadgets at home. I mean, I have my office, so I could use the internet there. I don't use an iPod. I still prefer to listen to CDs.
You old dinosaur.
Yes, yes, I know. And I don't watch much TV. I am quite attached to my BlackBerry. But I wouldn't mind using a normal phone for 6 months. I don't think there's anything I'd miss too much.
No. And finally, Nick, our only digital native.
Well, I'm sorry, but I just wouldn't be prepared to even try the experiment. Not even for a week, let alone 6 months. I wouldn't be prepared to live without my phone. I use it for everything. Phoning, music, the internet. So no, I wouldn't do it.
Not even if you were offered money?
It would have to be a huge amount of money. No, I'm definitely not going to do it.
No, shame on you.